Where am I? Who are you? What do you want?
Calm down.
Where am I?
You're safe. Don't worry. No one is going to hurt you here. No one. You've been rescued, and now you are safe.
I've been so scared. When they came, I didn't think I was going to survive. When the shooting started and the screams, I didn't know what was going on.
Here. Have some water.
Thank you. I mean, it was a normal day. A normal day. That's what I don't understand. Why us? Why did they shoot? They killed all the teachers, didn't they?
Yes. They were all killed. Did you see that?
No. I didn't see much. I was at the back of the classroom and I didn't see the teacher. I didn't see them shoot her. I heard the shot and she just wasn't there anymore. Then a man came in. His face was covered and he had a gun and ammunition and he told us all to keep quiet and he wouldn't hurt us if we were quiet, but we weren't quiet. Some of us were screaming, crying. A little boy ran into the room from the corridor where there was more shooting and the man, he just shot the boy because he was running. Then the others came and we were pushed and ordered out and there were lorries. We passed bodies. Boys, girls, teachers. They told us not to look. They told us this is what you get for going to school. This was our punishment. This was for our own good. They stopped us somewhere overnight. We didn't get much. Some water. Any complaints? A younger girl complained and they hit her. We didn't complain anymore. They told us we'd be safe soon. We were with good people now, but I saw some of the men looking at us. The older girls, like me. They looked. I know that look. The look that good people give you. When they tell you that you have to be good, that you have to be a good girl, a good, quiet girl. Always they wanted us to be quiet, not make a noise, not think, not exist. They hate us for thinking. They hate us for having ideas. You can feel the hate. We're unclean in their eyes. Unclean because we haven't been good girls. We've listened to new thoughts, not their thoughts. And you can't wash those thoughts away, no matter how much they beat us. The only way to get those ideas out of our heads is to kill us. And I was ready for that. No, that's a lie. I wasn't ready for that. I wasn't ready to die. I wasn't ready to be. I wasn't, but I could pretend to be strong. They split us up. The cars and lorries came, men again, always men, and they split us up, families who'd had each other at least dragged from one another. They'll never see each other again. I'm lucky at least. I've been found, you found me so I can go home. I know where to find my parents, but they, will they ever see their brothers or sisters again? And why? Because we like to read, because we know how to read. Such criminals we be.
You are not a criminal.
I know that. When can I go home? Are my parents here?
No, they are not here. I don't know where they live.
I'll write you their address.
You have had a terrible experience, and it will take a long time for you to recover.
It won't take long.
No, no, you needn't write anything.
Well, where am I?
This is your schoolroom.
It doesn't look like a schoolroom.
It is for a different kind of education. And there is no denying a good education.
But There are no books here.
Yes, there are. There are lots of books. Here it is. What other book do you need? This contains all the knowledge any good person needs. This is a good education. I understand your wish to read. You have grown up with that. You have learned that. Maybe you will unlearn it. Maybe not. But you have learned to read, so you may. You may read all you wish from a good book. You talk of ideas. There is an idea, one idea, and it is spreading. We are spreading it. It isn't always pleasant. Sometimes a good idea must be taught with violence. I'm sorry about that. I'm sorry that you had to see what you did. I'm sorry that people that... children... died. But sometimes to save people, you have to hurt them. For the idea to spread, for the lesson to be learned, we have to do unpleasant things.
Who are you?
Don't worry. You're safe. I'm your new husband.